ActionAid Ghana is not happy with the Constitution Review Commission for not including its demand on the right to food security in the Constitution. Its country director, Adria Kwati Nkrumah, said including the right to food and security in the Constitution will ensure that Ghanaians have the right to food no matter the times. Madam Nkrumah told Radio Ghana that ActionAid thinks Ghanaians, especially children, should have access to food to aid their growth. She spoke with Issa Shaibu.
We have petitions that we raise all across the country demanding that their right to food be enshrined in Ghana's constitution. Because for ActionAid Ghana, we feel that unless a country is pure, unless every single Ghanaian, every single day is able to access good quality, culturally acceptable food, they will not be able to push the development agenda of the country. We wanted it enshrined in the constitution. Unfortunately, however, this was not to be the case.
Have you gone back to the review commission after you realized that your concerns were not articulated?
Well, the review commission had a process which was very clear in that it depended on the numbers of people who raised it as an issue. I think for a lot of people, they assume the right to food is something that is quite a minor issue. They don't see the link between poorly fed people and Ghana's development. But for ActionAid Ghana, it is imperative that our children, who are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, who are going to propel Ghana's development to make us a real middle-income country like Malaysia, like Singapore, are able to get the kind of food they need during their growing years, so that they can have the size of brain that they need and are able to push Ghana to compete on an even playing field in the international arena.
So what will be your next line of action?
Well, this is only the beginning, but we'll be continuing to push to see that we can get these parties to reflect the concerns of smallholder farmers, particularly women smallholder farmers, in their manifestos and in their policy papers, because whatever happens, one of them is going to win the elections in December. And it is important that their platform, their manifestos, their policy papers, their policy direction, their initiatives take into account the needs of smallholder farmers.
As a step to getting political parties committed to the right to food insecurity, ActionAid is holding a meeting between political parties and smallholder farmers. The meeting, according to the country director of ActionAid, is to help political parties understand the challenges of smallholder farmers.
Yes, today's meeting is the first that we've organized for a dialogue between smallholder farmers, especially women smallholder farmers, and the political parties. But today, at this meeting with political parties, ActionAid Ghana is pushing that political parties in their manifesto ensure that they enshrine the right to food as part of their policy agenda for the coming election. We want to ensure that the concerned smallholder farmers, who are the majority of the food producers in the country, have their concerns articulated to the political party so that they can address these in their manifesto.
What are some of their concerns?
I think the concerns are quite well known. When we are talking about women farmers, it's about issues around the right to secure land. It's about access to credit. When it's about women specifically, we are talking about how the triple roles that women play, their reproductive roles as well as their productive roles and their roles in unpaid care work, affect negatively their ability to produce. When we're talking about male farming, we're talking about priorities in terms of access to tractor services, access to fertilizer, so on and so forth. And these are things that we need to address. These smallholder farmers are what the nation fed. This is a system that we have been running in our country for millennia, and it works for us. I think the push to move to huge mechanized plantation farming will be a detriment to Ghanaian psyche and Ghana's development. So we need to work with what we have, which is thousands of smallholder farmers across the country being supported to be able to produce the kind of in the amount that we need to keep Ghana with.
Country Director of ActionAid, Adjoa Kwati Nkrumah.
Our correspondent Issa Shaibu, who is at the meeting with the political parties, is on the line to give us an update. Issa, can you tell us if all the political parties are represented at this meeting?
Well, only MPP, EPP and PAC were present, and the MPP was represented by Dr. Owusu Afiyakutu, MP for Kwadaso and Deputy Ranking Member on Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs. He says in India, electricity on smallholders' farms is free, and wonder why same cannot be done in Ghana since smallholder farmers produce 20% of food. Dr. Akoto therefore assures smallholder farmers that NPP will rethink of a policy change in its manifesto and focus on maize and cotton production.
What about the other parties? Did they give any commitment or any indication that they would put the demands of the people in their policies or manifestos?
Yes, Mrs. Elizabeth Akpaloos, of CPP Chairperson on Women and Children's Affairs and Manifesto Drafting Committee member, said CPP has done it before and will consider including their concerns in their policies. And said CPP plan to attain food security by using science and technology to revolutionize agriculture in their country. Bernard Mona of PNC, you know, assured the smallholder farmers that it is the policy of PNC to support smallholder farmers with proper farming implements to increase food production.
All right. Were the smallholder farmers who were present satisfied with the response given by the political parties?
Actually, they were not happy about importation of food and timeliness of delivery of inputs such as fertilizer, and therefore urged politicians to do something about it. They also appealed for increased investment for smallholder agriculture, increased investment for women smallholder farmers, and possibly a stand-alone budget. Finally, they called for political commitment to address reproductive and cultural issues that mitigate against the productivity of smallholder farmers, especially women farmers.
All right, Issa Shaibu, thank you very much. That'll be all for now.